You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. As we tune in today to God's frequency, WGOD, God's broadcasting today. God's broadcasting every day. He's got a lot to say if you tune into where He's broadcasting, and that is through His Word. Because remember, Hebrews chapter 4 tells us the Word of God is living, or it's quick, it's alive, living, like cutting a dog's nails down to the, remember what they call it? The quick, that's when they bark, because it's alive there and it hurts. The Word of God, likewise, is quick. All of it's quick. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. We let God do the speaking here today. And I encourage you, build your doctrine on the Word of God and on the Word of God alone. That's the way I've done it. I recommend you do it that way. The Word of God plus nothing equals the truth. And God will give you the understanding of His Word. We're in 2 Thessalonians. Thank you for the feedback I received from Friday's program. And I'll just leave it at that. I appreciate the comments and the feedback that I heard back from many of you on Friday. Recorded in a vulnerable moment for me. I don't know. I'll leave it at that. I just thank you for your feedback. We're looking at this book of 2 Thessalonians. Paul went off course a little bit in his letter. His letter was in response to people that misunderstood his teaching about the rapture. Remember, he was teaching that church. He says, "For this we say to you," this is 1 Thessalonians 4:15, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord," meaning this is not his opinion, this didn't come from him. This is a direct revelation from the Lord to his apostle, to the church, and now it's to you and me as well. "This we say to you by the word of the Lord," not "this we say to you by the book of Exodus or Leviticus or Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Daniel. "This we say to you by the word of the Lord." This is a new revelation. "This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain," you see, he thought this was going to happen in his lifetime. Even he didn't know. Even he didn't know when this was going to happen. That's why I say fooey on those that put up billboards that say the Lord is coming back at such and such a time. Because no one knows. Mark 13:32, it says the Son doesn't even know when He's coming back. So don't believe the billboards. Don't believe the books that proclaim when the Lord is coming back. Paul thought he was coming back. That's why he used the word "we," because he thought it was going to happen in his lifetime, and he was wrong, because no one knows the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is returning. Nobody knows. That's why you see the word "we" here. "This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain," sorry, not you, "we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." Remember, asleep is a euphemism for death. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Key text for you understanding when the rapture is. People say, well, we don't know when the rapture is. I mean, legitimate people say that, not the people that put up billboards that give you the day. People say, well, we don't know when this is, but all we know is before the tribulation. Oh, yeah? This text is clearly is telling you when this is. It says right here, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it says that the dead in Christ will rise first. Well, you know exactly when that is. I'm not spending any more time there. I'm blue in the face on this. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 39 through 54. Jesus will tell you four times when that is. So go look it up. Again, John 6, 39 through 54. No, you don't know the day or the hour that he's coming back, but you know when the dead in Christ are going to rise. Even Martha will tell you. If you need help, follow her theology. She's got it down right. And she'll tell you, I know my brother is going to rise again in the resurrection on the last day. So let me move on here. The dead in Christ will rise first. When's that? On the last day. Why? Because Jesus said so. Don't believe what other people write or say or what billboards are up on the wall or what other theologians tell you. Believe and follow the word of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. When do the dead in Christ rise? On the last day. How long is a day? Well, now your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. We don't know when that is. We don't know. But this we know, the dead in Christ rise first. And the dead in Christ will rise on the last day. And the dead in Christ will rise on resurrection day. Let me move on. First Corinthians 15 says it's at the last trumpet. Again, the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive, and notice the we again, thinking he's part of this lot, we who are alive and remain will be caught up. That's the word harpazo in Latin, rapturi, where this notion and idea of rapture comes from this word here, caught up. The word in Greek, the word harpazo means an open theft. It means to steal openly. Sometimes violently, to steal violently, like someone that sticks a gun at your back and says, stick them up, to steal. Even in the speaking of the Lord Jesus in Philippians chapter 2, where it says he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Same word. Revelation chapter 12, too, when we read about the child, it says he was caught up to heaven. Same word used here, to snatch away forcefully, to steal, sometimes violently. That's what this word means. Again, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord. Now, there's where the problem, again, same as it is today. Same as I'm forced to explain myself and people have been arguing and fighting over this for years, is because the same as they did to him back then, the same they do here now. They corrupt the word of God. They try to. That's why there's arguing, fighting over this and has been. And that's why Paul wrote 2 Thessalonians, is because they were doing the same thing. Now, Paul's going to get back on track here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 1, he greeted them, he told them, he encouraged them to hang in there through persecution. He promised them that God was going to repay with tribulation all those that troubled them, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that don't know God or on those that obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction. So that's where he left off. Now, he's getting on point here for why he wrote this letter, chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering together to him. Subject matter, there it is. It's the return of Jesus Christ and our gathering together, episunagoge, where the word synagogue comes from, a gathering, and epi, like epicenter, it's a preposition meaning the center of, right, or around. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together, episunagoge, our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means. All right, you see, someone had sent a letter, or someone had said a false, thus saith the Lord, presumably coming from Paul and Silas. Someone tried to deceive these people to tell them that they missed that rapture he was just talking about in chapter 4. So he's writing them this letter to set the record straight. He said, don't be deceived by word, as word of mouth, by letter, that is a false letter, supposedly coming from Paul, or a spirit of thus saith the Lord. Someone's going to give a prophecy and mislead and deceive people. Here comes the truth. Don't be, let no one deceive you by any means, colon. For that day will not come, what day? The rapture that we're talking about here, the day of Christ. That day, now he gives two things that have to happen first before that rapture of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 takes place. Two things. That day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Whoa, do you catch that? Did you hear all those things the Holy Spirit told you had to happen first before this rapture comes and takes you away? Listen to this list of things. Let no one deceive you. That is anyone on the radio, anyone on the television, anyone in a book or in a theology book or on a billboard or in the pulpit or anywhere else. Let no one deceive you. Church, this is the truth. Let no one deceive you. That day, the day of Christ. Now, the day of Christ is a good day. We're going to get into that tomorrow. I'm going to look and show you that the day of Christ is different than the day of the Lord. The day of Christ is a good day. The day of the Lord is not a good day. That's what we're going to look at. So I encourage you to read these verses here. I'm out of time here for today. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, that's the day of Christ, the rapture, for why I wrote this letter to you, that day will not come unless, number one, the falling away comes first. What's that? It's a falling away from the faith. Use scripture to interpret scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So that's number one. The falling away comes first. Number two, the man of sin is revealed. Apocalypto, we could say unveiled. Maybe it's always been out here like a new car. And then at the last minute, poof, up comes the covering. Off, should I say, comes the covering. We're out of time. Way out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.